Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The sun is setting on the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm retiring from the Voice of America after 36 years here. My last show is Wednesday, March 27th. I'm delighted to welcome two special guests for Monday's program. Heather Maxwell, the host of the VOA's Music Time in Africa show, and Barry Mon, the former chief of the VOA's English to Africa service, former VOA sportscaster, retired but not tired, sports emperor, Heather.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, Heather. Heather, we got to go with age before beauty. Good day, Barry. Good day, Barry.
Hey, I resemble that remark here in the North Georgia Mountains. Hey, what's this terrible rumor I'm hearing about you giving it up? That can't be.
Barry, you got to give it up while you still got life in your legs. Like any good fighter, Barry, you betcha I'm retiring on top. Barry, we got a lovely lady here in Studio 22, Heather Maxwell. Barry, in recent days, people like Heather and colleagues have asked me, Sonny, what are you going to do in retirement? Well, I'll tell you, Barry, what I'm going to do. I'm going to see a lot more music shows, a lot more concerts. I was in Falls Church, Virginia over the weekend, and I checked out Heather's new band, The Night Players.
That's right.
Tell us about it, Heather.
Well, that was fantastic seeing you in the audience. It was awesome. We were in a brewery of all places. But my Night Players band, we do a lot of American classics, Linda Ronstadt, Lady Gaga, I don't know, there's just so many.
I bet you even did a few that Barry likes.
Probably. Barry, what kind of music do you like, Barry?
Yeah, you know, I go back to the doo-wop era of
the
50s.
Wow, okay, I understand now, Sonny, why you said age before beauty.
Well,
hey,
Barry,
Heather, the rumor's going around that Sonny tried to get up and do a duet on stage with him. Is that correct?
No. He knows his place. He didn't try that.
Well, Barry, on the Africa 54 program last week, they were asking me about some of the trips I've made to Africa. And I mentioned my very first trip, which was to Ghana back in 2001. I also, a little later, I went to South Africa in 2010 for the FIFA World Cup. But I can say I've never been to Mali. Mm. And I know Heather has spent some time in Mali. And didn't you even write a song about experience in Mali? Tell us about that.
Well, I lived in Mali for a total of about 4 or 5 years. Je parle français. I speak French. And I speak Bambara, a language that's spoken there in Mali. You know how to say hello in Bambara?
I don't.
You say Iniche.
Iniche. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. But anyway, one of the times I was there in 2012, I wrote a song because there was a coup, the last coup d'etat happened. Well, not the last, but a coup d'etat happened in 2012. So I was stuck in my home. And the Americans said, you know, the embassy said, don't go anywhere. And I was so bored, and I had my keyboard, so I wrote a song during the coup d'etat.
Is it possible to hear that song
now,
Heather?
Sure. It's called Mango Tree.
Mango Tree.
Because when I was stuck in my apartment, I could look out and see a mango tree right out front, but people were starting to mill around. Malians were starting to come back and feel free to move around without any danger. But we as Americans were still sort of locked in place.
Okay.
And so I sang about that experience. Mango tree, your shade looks lovely from where I can see. People sitting under you, trying to beat the heat, 106 degrees. Mango tree, wonder you seem so happy, even though they might be hungry tomorrow. That don't get them too down, 'cause look at me, I'm sad and
Maxwell with Mango Tree. Barry, you've eaten a few mangoes over the years, right?
Oh, I tell you, that's my favorite fruit.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of them in Australia where I grew up. But Heather, do I detect a little of the Cora influence in that?
You know, Barry, you're close. It was the Ngoni.
Ah.
Yes, yes. And it was played actually by probably the most famous Ngoni player in the world, Basi Kukuyate.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Mali?
Yeah, from Mali. So I recorded it here in the U.S., and then I sent him the recording, and he played over it.
Beautiful.
Sent it back.
Beautiful.
And my daughter is singing background.
Wow. Wow.
And I tell you, Heather, Cora music is one of my favorites from Africa.
Oh,
it's,
is it?
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really,
really
is. It's very beautiful. It's very elegant and comprehensive as an instrument.
Right.
Well, Barry...
Exactly.
Barry, I don't talk a lot about my family on the show, but Heather will get to meet my younger son later in the week, Alex, and I told Heather that, you know, she's very multi-talented, Barry, but I think Alex could probably teach Heather a few guitar chords.
Oh, you know, I'd love that, because I was saying to you earlier, I want to learn guitar because I don't play. I play other instruments, but not guitar.
Okay.
I think that would be really good with my new band.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, so when he comes, maybe we'll work out a little.
And Barry, what about you? What instruments do you play, Barry?
Oh, I tell you, I play them all. No, we have some wonderful instruments from Ethiopia that I tried, the Mashenka and things like that. But no, I play a little guitar, but I'm going to audition for Heather's band. So she doesn't know this yet, but when we get together, I'm going to bring one of my Mashenkos with me, and maybe I can do a little Mashenko on the side.
All right, you got a deal. I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, Barry, you know, music and sports go together like bacon and eggs, pretty much. Looking back, I mean, are there any particular sports moments that combined with music that you remember during your career?
Well, when I covered the fifth All-Africa Games in Harare, Zimbabwe, they had all these musicians that would line up outside the stadium. And as you came in, you got a serenade of all this fantastic local music.
Wow.
And that's one of my fondest memories. It was like a combination, as you say, of going in to cover the sports, but being serenading on the way in. It was amazing. I can't remember all the instruments. I know Heather knows them, but it was one of those halcyon moments where the two kind of coalesced. It was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. As a matter of fact, each day I went in for my coverage, I was hoping against hope that they were there, and they were, and it was just part of the great ambiance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barry, I was telling Heather before we came in the studio that we kind of share a common path to our current hosting duties. I did say that in some way Heather was handpicked by the late, great Leo Sarkisian. May he rest in peace. And, exactly. Barry, is it safe to say that maybe I was hand-picked to do sports for English to Africa?
Well, no, I'm telling you, when I get up there with my fleet of Winnebagos, I'm going to reveal all in my speech. And I was actually barred from the newsroom by the then chief, Bernie Kaminsky, because I would come up and I was looking for talent. I was there ostensibly to get the African news file for the day, but I was always looking for talent. And I must say this to all your listeners, the first time I saw you and saw your work ethic, I knew I had to snap you up for English to Africa. And Bernie Kaminsky knew that and actually barred me from the newsroom. Said, you're poaching, you're filching.
Well, in some way, Heather, it also speaks to the technology changes that have happened since I first met Barry, because as Barry just mentioned, he would come into the newsroom and he would collect copy. He would collect sports copy, which basically came over a wire machine, almost like a ticker tape. And you would rip the wire copy. And then one of my jobs early on was I had to give it to the various regional editors at Voice of America.
Running paper.
But I did meet Barry pretty early on because Barry was looking for the latest sports copy. And so I would hand it to him and maybe say, How about those Aussies and cricket, Barry? How about those Aussies?
And then 2 hours later, we stopped talking.
Well, Barry, how do you feel about Sonny retiring?
Well, I tell you, probably the way I felt, and I know I speak for Sonny. Yes, he's going to miss being in the studio. He's going to miss talking to millions of his listeners each day. It was such a rush. Matter of fact, I once said to my boss there, Ben Gordon, hey, Ben, I do this for nothing. I'm glad it didn't take me up on it.
Well,
but turning it around, I think I speak for Sonny's millions of listeners, the length and breadth of Africa, that they're going to miss tuning into English to Africa and not hearing the Sonny side of sports. I'll tell you this, Heather, when he took over from me, I told him, don't be a warmed-over emperor. That was my shtick. I said, be your own man. Have fun with it, right, Sonny?
Yeah.
Have fun with it and run with it, and that he did. And he has far surpassed anything that I could have done. And I'm so proud of him.
Thank you so much, Barry. And as Barry just mentioned, Heather, that was really Barry's closing lines to me. Have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. And, you know, Barry has said the same thing, that the most fun I have during the course of the day is when that on-air
right.
mic goes on,
yep.
you know, when it's time for the show.
The red light.
And,
the red light hits.
I will say, you know, having a female in the studio, a lovely female, Barry, I might add.
Thank you.
I will say that one of the things I have tried to do over the years, I have tried to get more women and more female voices mm-hmm. on the show.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And yeah. I think that, you know, women in sports have, it's just really been dramatic, the changes we've seen, even in the past 10 years.
Yeah, it sure has.
And you play a little sports too, right,
Heather?
I was
just thinking about that. You know, I'm one of these that, like, I like team sports. I used to play basketball.
Okay.
And I was pretty good at basketball. I was a guard. And then, but now I like to do things like, I like to box.
Box?
Yes.
Well, you can go up against Barry then.
Oh, really?
No.
I go like 3 or 4 times a week to this local place where I live and hit the bags and work. And it's fun. I like that. I like swimming.
Yeah, that's a great exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy sports. I love sports. I love watching boxing too, though.
And Barry, I know many of our listeners are wondering about you. What is your health like right now, Barry? I mean, are you walking around? How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm working on my book on my travels in Africa. That's coming out in probably May or June. I'm now 82. I know I don't look it, but I'm 82. And
you look,
feel great.
You look 52, Barry.
This mountain air is agreeing with me, but let me circle back. You know, when listeners listen to you, Sonny, they feel the passion. Well, let me segue over to Heather, because I listen in to your program, Heather, and it's that same passion that you have. It's the knowledge, but it's the passion that you bring to your program that has made it so, so popular. You have the passion that Leo had.
Thank
you. And that's
you.
The highest compliment anyone could ever pay you.
Yes. He was a hard one to follow, filled his shoes. Some
well,
big shoes.
Right. here's a question for Heather, Barry. You know, I've had a chance to really meet, sometimes unexpectedly, some big sports stars, including Smokin' Joe Frazier. He came into our headquarters about 20 years ago, and it was basically thanks to another VOA colleague who had ties to him in Philadelphia that he was able to come here. Are there any big name musicians that you have met?
A lot of big name. But
or
I'm
which
thinking
one
the
stand
biggest,
out?
Probably the biggest one that all of our listeners would know is Kofi Olomide. Okay. And I didn't just meet him one time. I met him twice. I met him here at VOA and I interviewed him. And then he gave me his number and said, you know, anytime you're around, let me. And so, well, I never actually did call him, but then I was in Cote d'Ivoire last year singing for International Jazz Week. And they invited me on a TV show there. I forget which one, in Abidjan.
Okay.
And I go on and they said, oh, by the way, we have another guest, Kofi Olomide, and we hear that you know him, and we're going to surprise him. And so it was real fun. I got back on live TV, and he jumped out of his chair. It was really fun.
So he remembered you.
He did, yeah, yeah. So Kofi is probably the biggest star.
And Barry, I can't help but remember you going a few rounds with Azuma Nelson.
Oh, the professor. What a wonderful chap. I remember covering a fight between he and Jeff Fenwick of Australia, who thought he was tough. Well, they met in Melbourne. It was pouring down rain. They had to put a tarp over the ring and were sitting there drenched. And the professor took Fenwick to the woodshed and gave him a beating. And Jeff Fenwick said afterwards that he was just taken apart. And afterwards, I got to talk to to the professor, Azuma, and he was getting rubbed down and after the fight, and we had just a wonderful conversation, and not only about his career, but his desire to see more African boxers reach the heights that he had. So, yes, that was one of my highlights, but I must mention the ride in the back seat of a limousine when I interviewed none other than Muhammad Ali.
Unbelievable, Barry.
That was the only time he had for me. Oh. And he was heading to the airport. I grabbed my, this will date me, my little Grundig reel-to-reel, and sat in the back seat of the limousine while he headed off to the airport. And I didn't know how I was going to get back. But that was an opportunity not to be missed. So that's one of the highlights.
Aww.
That's just a great story, Barry. And, of course, Ali with that trilogy of fights against Smokin' Joe. But, you know, I can't let Heather go, Barry, without maybe talking about her new single. She's got a new single out, right?
Yes, I do. It's been maybe a year or so, but it's called My Light. I think I wrote it during COVID, but released it. And it's called My Light. It's an introspective song. My brother, Tony. Hi, Tony. He lives in Denmark. He's a great guitar player, so he's playing guitar on it. And I do all the backups, but it's...
Yeah, so you got a real kind of like family feel to your music.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I grew up in a family of musicians and we had a family band, you know, ever since I've been six years old or something. Yeah. My mom tells me that, I don't even remember this, I was so young, that we had a big house growing up. And one time some neighbor or friend came over to see my parents and no one was home but me. And I proceeded to give her a tour of the house. And then I sat her down in front of the piano and sang for her until somebody came home who she was waiting for. So I think it's in my blood today to sing for people. Yeah, but this one's called My Light.
My Light. Let's hear it.
Things.
I've Got the Key.
Yes, sir.
Heather Maxwell. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
That sounds like a number one to me.
Thank you, Barry.
Barry, I love that lyric. There's hope for us all to be happy.
Yeah.
Is that a optimistic, positive lyric or what?
Amen, amen. Yes. We should all live by that, huh?
Well, on that note, I want to say I'm happy having the old sports emperor on the show once again. Barry, you have been such an inspiration over the years and a mentor, without a doubt, a friend, wonderful boss. And I love you, Barry.
I love you too, mate, and you said it just like I wrote it. Good for you. Now, hey, listen, Sonny, every time someone listens to Sunny Side of Sports, they see you. They see the flesh and blood. They see the passion. They see the joy. And that's, and Heather knows this too, that's what separates. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the passion and the joy that both you and Heather show on your programs, then you're going to reach certain heights, but you're not going to reach your full potential, and the listeners will know that.
One of Barry's great quotes, I repeat it all the time, early on, I can teach you a lot of things, but I can't teach you passion, that fire in the belly. And you got to enjoy what you're doing.
You do.
You know, mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you know, when you look at musicians, if they're playing, they can be really good. But when you look at a musician who's playing or singing and smiling.
Yes.
Or jumping.
Yes.
That makes you, that touches your heart when you see them happy.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great, great observation,
yeah.
Heather. And
yeah.
you look quite happy over the weekend.
Did I?
Playing with the night players.
I like the night players. I like playing at night.
Wait, Sonny, I want to know if Heather gave you some free passes there. That's the real gosh.
No, actually, on the contrary, Sonny was, he was putting money in that tip jar. You know, we all appreciated that.
She had a little bucket out in front of the stage, Barry, but I will say she's repaying me by playing at my retirement party. You know,
we can't wait.
Thank you. Yes. We can't wait either.
And here's a little preview of coming attractions, Barry. The first speaker who is scheduled to speak at that party is none other than Kwame Asante Ofori. He's a former intern of mine, but there's really kind of, Barry's got connections to Kwame because we're both really good friends with
his dad.
Father.
Yes.
With his dad.
Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori.
Quicksilver.
And,
that's the name I gave him, Quicksilver. What a great guy.
And Kwabena.
Great work.
Yeah, and I mean, from a personal perspective, Barry, Kwabena basically welcomed me when I first touched African soil
in Ghana
back in 2001 in Ghana, and he was my fixer. So shout out Kwabena if you're listening tonight. Shout out for Kwabena.
Kwabena.
Quicksilver Ofori. I want to give shout outs. Shout outs for the Emperor Barry Mon. Shout outs for Heather Maxwell, the host of Music Time in Africa. One more shout out for our producer this evening, Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks, Mukbil. And last, but certainly not least, VOA engineer Bill Andrade. Thank you, Bill.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.